I have a special guest with me in the studio, actually a new person to the radio station. That's kind of fun. Randy Hedin is the interim superintendent of water and wastewater treatment facilities here in Two Harbors, which we know is a pretty big deal with all the stuff going on over by the water and wastewater treatment plants. So a big job. And thank you so much, Randy, for taking time out to be with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
So let's just start. I've interviewed Luke several times on the radio, and he kind of prepared us about this whole project and the two projects, actually, and definitely gave us some heads up that it was going to take years and reminded us the reasoning for it. And then you stepped into this pretty big job. Randy, do you want to just start with sharing how long you've been in the position you're in and how it's been so far?
Sure. I've been in this position for almost a year now.
Okay. And it's a lot to take on. How's it been going?
It's been going well. It was, it's very busy, busier than normal, of course, because of the two construction projects going on. So.
It's like you inherited not just sort of a system, but a whole system that's evolving into something totally different.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations and thank you for doing it. I know we talked with Luke a lot about just the way there's a lot of leaks in our system, and we just needed a much bigger system. I'm talking now about the wastewater treatment plant. And so that, I mean, it seems like there's a whole little town that's built up over there. What phase is that right now? And are things going according to plan, or have there been hitches? I know it's been really several years project, and we all kind of watch it happening.
Right, yeah. The project began in November of 21 with some clearing of the land, and then actual construction started in the spring of 22. So we're getting into 2 years of active construction.
Yeah, over 2 years now. That makes sense to me. And I know that the plan was to build a lot of the new infrastructure and then take down some of the old and build some more of the new. Is that how it's going?
Yes. So a lot of the new buildings are up. And we're actually hoping to get some of the new treatment online here in April.
If
everything goes according to plan and the weather cooperates.
That is really good news. So it's supposed to start functioning this April. So we have one more winter to get through, and then it will be in if all goes according to plan.
Right.
Great. And one question that has come up before, I know a lot of the trees came down to make space for it and for the pipes and all those things. And we've heard that the trees are going to be replanted and that it's not going to stay as barren as it looks right now. Do you know anything about that part? Or I know that Trees and Trails might be more in charge of that aspect of it. But
yeah, there is a plan. Part of the project is to put some new trees and shrubs in, as well as replacing the fencing around the wastewater treatment plant.
Okay.
Kind of make it look a little neater.
A little more user-friendly or something. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's good. And would you say this has really gone as proposed? Is it going to serve the purpose that it was designed to do? And how is that?
Yeah. It will serve the purpose. One of the advantages we're going to have, hopefully, is when we get large rain events,
mm-hmm.
we won't be overrun. The
right.
plant will be able to handle it better.
I think that's one of the main things, right? It's just that the system was too small for, not necessarily for the amount of water Two Harborites use, but for the amount of water that Two Harborites use plus whatever leaks into the system.
Right. We have a huge amount of leaking into the system that can cause problems down at the wastewater plant.
Yeah.
On a typical month, like January, we might treat 13 million gallons in a month. And now, last two Aprils, we've treated about 52 million gallons of water.
Whoa.
Just because of all the melting and leaking.
Yeah. This year will be an interesting year to see that, because we had rain right into December filtrating the system. But there doesn't seem like there's going to be a big snowmelt, at least not at this moment. Stay tuned. No one knows the future, I guess. And does this new system employ, I remember one thing Luke talked about was that there was had sort of state-of-the-art technology. Does that mean there are more or fewer people running the system once it's going?
Once it's going, we are going to have fewer staff. hopefully the automation, they claim the plant will run itself. We'll see how well that goes. And we're optimistic that everything's going to go according to plans. Of course, a few kinks to work out, I assume, along the way, fine tune it.
Yep. And this new system is supposed to last, was it 50 years? Or how long is this slated to last?
I'm not sure exactly on that, but I imagine, with any system, there'll be upgrades. You know, pumps need to be replaced, and things just age and need to be replaced on a regular schedule.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll last as far as the eye can see, at least right now. And I know that there was a lot of funding for this. Has that all panned out? Like, this has largely been paid for with federal and state funds, I believe.
Right. Yeah, we had both federal and state funding to pay for, I think it was about 2/3 of the project.
Wow. And this is one of the few projects that seems to have gone through during this era of crazy workforce, supply chain, and inflation issues. And yet here it keeps going. Did it manage to come in within the budgetary plan?
The project was bid, and the bids came back a little higher than we had hoped for at that time. But once the bid is set, that's the price of the project.
Okay. So it's all been on the contractors to sort of make it happen according to whatever they said in 2021.
Correct.
And do you know if that's been a struggle?
I am not aware of any concerns on their part for that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the water treatment, the incoming water plant that is also under construction. And I notice there's either a new siding or a whole new piece of building. So what's going on over there?
New siding. The existing structure had moisture intrusion coming through the concrete. So we have an engineering firm that looked at the water plant and what needed to be done. And the best solution that they came up with was to reside the building.
Okay. So it's being resided, and then there's a whole new sort of thing being built in the old parking lot. What is that thing?
That's a chlorine contact tank, also called the detention tank, that serves to allow the chlorine we use to disinfect and kill any microorganisms in the water to have a longer time to do its job. And so the existing tank was leaking, and so they decided to build a new tank, and it's going to have two halves so that if we need to work on one side, we can close the other side down and do any maintenance needed on it.
Okay. And where is that tank, in the same place as the old tank? You just had to dig it up, or is it in a new place?
So the existing tank is still in use, and that's that large mound, I guess it'd be to the north of the plant.
Yep.
And then one of the two new tanks was built last fall, and the second tank is going to be put in the spring.
Okay. Where is the second tank going to be put in?
Right alongside the existing tank.
Oh, okay.
Just to the north.
So that whole hill is going to come down.
Correct.
Wow. There's still a lot to do over there, isn't there?
Yeah. So they've got to get the tank that they built last fall online. And then after they get that online, then they can tear down the existing tank and then build the second chlorine contact.
And is the water we drink going to remain the same with the new system, i.e. like the amount of chlorine in the water, et cetera?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that all stays the same, but it's just a matter of having two big tanks instead of one and not a leaky tank.
Correct.
And then isn't there going to be a new parking lot somewhere or something?
There's going to be, yes. It's going to be a best way maybe to describe it as a little bump out in the park road where they can park. I think it might be diagonal park on the lakeside.
Okay.
I think there's going to be about 10 spots.
Okay. And then as a walker along that path, and I meet other walkers too, I notice that most of the work now is on the other side. Does that mean we're going to soon get our walkway back? Or how does, I know the fencing right now is still covering that walkway.
Right. The fencing is there, for safety purposes during a construction project. The original goal was to have the existing detention tank taken down late fall, early winter.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some delays with getting level indicators in place for the new tank. those have recently arrived and they're being installed right now, and they need to be integrated into our computer system. So
okay.
That's the long answer. The short answer is that the trail's going to be closed off for several more months.
Okay. Yeah. For the whole winter.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, that's sad news for those of us that love to walk that trail, but I guess it's the price we pay for new water.
Right. In the long run, it's going to be
a
nice setup there. The north chlorine contact tank is going to be an observation deck.
Oh. So there'll be a deck on top of it so that people can walk on it.
Yeah, a place for people to get up and get a nice overview look of the lake.
Very nice. Is there anything else that I forgot to ask you that is important for you to share that people might, listeners are we're all very curious about what's happening over there. So anything at all?
As part of the water plant project, we're also doing the pressure reducing stations along 15th Street.
Oh.
So kind of coming down from the Homewood Tower, the Homewood Water Tower, there's three pressure reducing stations. Two of them are getting replaced totally, and one is getting the interior piping replaced.
Okay. And what are the purpose of those?
To reduce the pressure as the water goes down in elevation. It gains pressure, so we have to reduce that every so often. And then as it runs downhill more, it gains pressure again. So we just have to keep the pressure in line so we're not affecting homeowners with very high water pressure.
Oh, interesting. It's something I never thought about. Good to know. All right, I'm speaking with Randy Hedin. He is the superintendent of water and wastewater facilities here in Two Harbors. Anything else, Randy, that you forgot to tell me or that I forgot to ask you? I'd like to use our time here as best we can.
No, I can't think of anything else.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And we'll have you again when the work's all done, and we'll have a little celebratory interview on that.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Randy Hedin, superintendent at the Wastewater and Water Treatment Facilities in Two Harbors.